Well, Senator, what is it about heroin that it's making its way into places like Harford County, like a little town like we're in now in Bel Air, where people would have never thought of that before?
Yeah. Well, it's always been around. Unfortunately, it was around about 10 or 15 years ago. We had an epidemic where heroin really made a strong comeback. We started seeing a lot of overdoses and overdose deaths in our young people. And we, from a narcotic standpoint, you know, we try to use an enforcement level to get rid of that. It's a multi-pronged approach, not just an enforcement, obviously treatment, education, and all those things. And we did that three-pronged approach, the education, the enforcement, and the treatment. We were able to reduce those numbers again. And then we saw the trend probably about 4 or 5 years ago in the prescription drug abuse. So a lot of these people that were using heroin or had addiction issues, there's a stigma about going down on the streets in Baltimore or wherever where there's high crime and bullets flying and buying heroin or sticking a needle in your arm. They found out opiates were readily available. And, you know, they called it legal heroin, things of those nature. It was cheaper and it was safer. So we had this pill epidemic going on. So the last 4 or 5 years, we've received a lot of funding from the federal government to work on that. We've done a couple wiretaps up here in Harford County and eradicated some pill operations organizations. So what we've done is driven out the pills, so to speak, in these diversion cases, prescription drugs, and these organizations selling it. And what's happened is the pills have become harder to get through legislation, through enforcement. Doctors are more aware about how they're prescribing. So what that's done is driven up the price of the pills, and heroin has actually become cheaper and more readily available. So now we're seeing that trend over the last year, 18 months, we're seeing a lot more heroin use and a lot more addictions, and unfortunately we're seeing our overdoses go up.
And a lot of people refer to heroin as an unintended suicide drug because especially when you're talking about some younger people who get into the heroin, it ends up being at times an unintended suicide.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Those are labeled a lot of unless there's a note specifically there, the medical examiner will rule it as an accidental death. There wasn't a definite intention, but there's always a risk. Whenever you're putting drugs in your body, people got to understand that there is a risk that could lead to death. And what we're seeing is some of our heroin addicts that turned themselves to pills over the years and then went back to heroin, they didn't have that tolerance level there anymore. So they go back and shoot the heroin that the amount they were shooting before, and it was too much for their systems. And that's another reason why we've seen a spike in these deaths, these overdose deaths.
And we're not talking about sometimes the typical person you might in your mind think of using heroin, young professionals, college students, high school students, folks that go to good schools, live in good communities here in Harford County.
Yeah, that's right. We see in all walks of life, heroin use, opiate abuse is no respecter of persons. Doesn't matter your income level, what type of family you came from, the money you make, the degree you have hanging on the wall. Unfortunately, we see that addiction that's cut through all those lines and segments of society. And actually, the pill epidemic brought a lot of that on again because there wasn't that stigma. So we had professionals doing it, people that were suffering from anxiety and maybe taking Xanax and other type of anti-anxiety drugs where that wasn't working for them. So they started taking opiates, whether it was Percocets or oxycodone or hydrocodone. Well, that becomes a very expensive habit. They still need to feed that habit, and now we're seeing them trending back towards heroin. So, yes, it cuts across all classes of society.
And it's something that a lot of folks don't want to talk about. They say, you know, I live in Harford County. My kid goes to a good high school. They kind of put it on the back burner and kind of turn away from what is the reality.
Sure, and that's a problem, and that's where we need to educate family members, moms, dad, brothers and sisters, friends and coworkers that this is a real problem. And if you see it, whether it's your son and daughter, your best friend, somebody in your church that's suffering from addiction, is to approach them and be honest with them and let them know you're there to help them get help. And there are many resources. We have a lot of resources here in Harford County. Again, my job specifically as one of the commanders of the Narcotics Task Force is to go out there and lock up the bad guy, to get the drug dealer off the street. But we also work closely with our partners, our federal partners in HIDA, our National Office of Drug Control Policy, and locally here in Harford County, our local Office of Drug Control Policy. And we help people get treatment because we know that's part of the solution.
And as you mentioned before, not a drug that you're also getting off the streets of a city like a Baltimore City now. This is a drug that folks are getting, purchasing, dealing right in neighborhoods here in Harford County.
Yeah, there are some niches, unfortunately. And what's unfortunate about we as Harford County aren't alone. It's in every county. And I know, as being one of the commanders in a state task force, we have statewide jurisdiction. We focus on things that are occurring here in Harford County, but we know the drugs that are coming in here a lot of times are coming from other places, Baltimore City and different counties throughout. So we're not alone. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a national problem. It's a problem here in Harford County, but it's not a problem that we're not – it's not a problem we're going to ignore.
And it's a problem that maybe a decade ago we wouldn't have thought that even young professionals would be involved with. But like you see, it's evolved to that with heroin.
Yeah, you're right. It has evolved. And again, it did have to do a lot with the prescription drug abuse and that epidemic. I mean, people see that little white pill in that prescription bottle that maybe grandmom had or their mom had, and they're like, oh, that's safe. That was prescribed to mom or grandma. I'm going to take this, you know, for their anxiety, depression, whatever feeling. And next thing you know, opiates are very strong addictive. They're probably the one of the strongest, most addictive drugs out there and one of the hardest drugs to get off. So once they're hooked, they're hooked.
And when it's not available, that opens the door to a heroin.
That is correct. That's right, because heroin's a lot cheaper. You know, that pill might cost them $30 out there on the street or the black market, if you will. They can get that same high for a third of the cost for $10. So you do the math. If they think they can get the same high, you know, for $10 versus $30, that's what they're going to do.
But also going from one dangerous drug to a very dangerous drug with sometimes unintended consequences.
Yeah, and that does happen with heroin because, you know, that drug is not regulated. The prescription pills, the abuse that's there is very, very dangerous. Don't get me wrong. But heroin, you know, doctors aren't prescribing it. These are your drug organizations, your drug dealers out on the corner, and they're cutting it with God knows what. You know, with the purities, they aren't regulated by the FDA. They're this out there, so you could get a bad batch. And we've seen that happen. Two Christmases ago, we had 4 overdose deaths in a 24-hour period from a bad batch of heroin. And it's sad. It's heartbreaking when you see it. But, yes, it's extremely dangerous.
What can folks in a Harford County do to try to do something about this, something that's going on in their own backyard?
Right. It's the call. The main thing is, you know, don't sweep it on the rug. Again, whether it's your – if we could cut down on demand, so that's very important to get people educated, to look for the signs. If you see your son or daughter, mom or dad or anybody, friend is suffering from addiction, approach them, try to get them help, whether it's through your church or officer drug control policy or through addiction treatment plan. The other thing is, if dealing is going on or you suspect dealing going on, is to call the sheriff's office. Either call our northern or southern precinct or call our task force directly. And you can call anonymously, so people don't have to worry about that.
Important to make sure that heroin doesn't remain a dirty little secret.
That is correct. We don't want it to be a dirty little secret, and we never have in Harford County. We've addressed crime. We've addressed drug problems. And one of the things we do, we want to get it out in the open so we can deal with it. We know it's everywhere. Drugs are pervasive. They've always been in our society. But until we can get out in the open and see where it is, it's not until then that we can truly combat it.
And impacting lives. I talked to a gentleman right out on Main Street this afternoon who said to me, I've had 5 or 6 family friends who have been impacted by heroin, folks that he would have never thought in his wildest dreams that would have turned to that drug.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And unfortunately, we do that. When we go and speak, this Wednesday we're having a countywide drug symposium at Patterson Mill. And we're going to be talking about things like that. And we do that every year from an enforcement standpoint and, again, from a treatment standpoint. But we ask people in the audience there, and their family members, their teachers, their doctors, professionals, please raise your hands if you know somebody that's been affected by opiate abuse, whether it's prescription drugs or heroin abuse. And just about everybody in that audience can raise their hand and say that they know somebody that's affected by it.